Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, One of the portents of the approaching of the hour is that the slave woman will beget her own master. Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Rutbah bin Abi Waqqas authorized his brother, Sa'id bin Abi Waqqas, to take the son of the slave girl of Zamar into his custody, telling him that the boy was his own illegal son. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went to Mecca at the time of the conquest, Sa'd took the son of the slave girl of Zamar to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and also brought Abd bin Zamar with him and said, O Allah's Messenger, this is the son of my brother, Rutbah, who authorized me to take him into my custody. Abd bin Zamar said, O Allah's Messenger, he is my brother, the son of Zamar's slave girl, and he was born on his bed. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, casted a glance at the son of the slave girl of Zamar and noticed much resemblance to Rutbah. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, It is for you, O Abd bin Zamar, as he was born on the bed of your father. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then said to Sauda binti Zamar, Screen yourself, O Sauda binti Zamar, from him, the boy. As he noticed the boy's resemblance to Rutbah, and Sauda was the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. See Hadith number 4303.